Over the past 25 years, Alaska's legislature has passed nearly a dozen resolutions asking Congress to allow drilling in the coastal plain of the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge. From Alaska's Energy Desk in Juneau, Rasha McChesney has more on why this largely ceremonial action is taking on new meaning this year.
When Donetta Tritt talks about her hometown of Arctic Village, she talks about caribou.
So when I was little, I didn't know that caribou was called caribou. I called it meat. And so I'd be like, look, Mom, meat. Like a caribou running on the mountain or something. I'd be like, meat.
Arctic Village sits on the edge of the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge in the Brooks Range. Just 152 people lived there in 2010. Tritt, who lives in Fairbanks now, flew to Juneau to represent her Nitsai Gwich'in people and talk about the importance of the porcupine caribou herd. She's protesting a resolution that's become somewhat of a habit for the legislature to pass, a call on Congress to open up the refuge, or ANWR, to drilling. The Arctic coastal plain of ANWR is an important calving and birthing ground for the porcupine herd, and Tritt says that drilling in the refuge could have serious ramifications for the lives of people in Arctic Village and the Gwich'in as a whole. But not everyone in her district feels that way. The Kotzebue Democrat who introduced the resolution, Representative Dean Westlake, is chairman of the House's Arctic Committee. His district covers the North Slope and includes the refuge. And he doesn't dispute that the environmental concerns of some of his constituents are important. But he says his district desperately needs an economic boost. And he's looking toward an industry that has provided that boost to the North Slope and surrounding villages for decades.
When I was a young man, I worked on the North Slope like a lot of young people did to get money to go pursue a dream. The money's there.
Westlake says he depends on the land for food and honors the environment, but he believes that responsible development is key to the health of the region. These are not new arguments for and against opening the refuge to drilling. They're arguments that have played out in legislative hearings for decades at the state level, though not usually at this scale. Princess Johnson from Fairbanks has been following these resolutions for a long time, but this year she decided to visit Juneau in person.
Typically, this is a resolution that gets passed every year in our state legislature, and we don't normally. There's a testimony that happens, and I've shown up before, and it's been a handful of people, a couple of people that are for that, a couple of people that are speaking out against it, and we know that it's just always standard.
Johnson says the political environment has become extreme in the last year, and it's motivated her and activists like her to be louder about their concerns. This is the first time she's traveled to Juneau to talk to legislators. She's used to skipping state politics altogether and going straight to Washington, D.C. to get an audience with federal politicians. The state's resolution, while largely ceremonial, could also carry more weight this year with the state's delegation in D.C. Alaska's U.S. Senators Lisa Murkowski and Dan Sullivan introduced a bill in January to open up a portion of the refuge for drilling. And on the House side, Representative Don Young introduced a similar bill. And with the new presidential administration and a Republican-led Congress, these bills may have a better chance at gaining traction. And it's an uphill battle for Tritt, Johnson, and dozens of people who testified before the two statehouse committees that have heard the resolution so far. Both committees heard an overwhelming amount of testimony against the resolution and then quickly passed it through. And even lawmakers who say they support environmental arguments against opening ANWR won't vote against it. Here's Anchorage Democrat Andy Josephson.
The folks, particularly in this room, who've testified about their concerns, I don't view them as wrong. I just don't view them as wrong. They have a long view. And I have real concerns that that long view is shortening. That is, I'm worried about my planet. And they make some very good arguments. And they're among the finest Alaskans I've met. Having said that, my state needs revenue.
And with arguments like that, it's likely that the resolution will continue its path to sail smoothly through the legislature for the 12th time. From Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Rasha McChesney in Juneau.